Drive. Drop Car. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Bagel, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's going on?
Are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. I'm host of this show, heard every Sunday, 6-ish p.m. on Radio St. Pete. Mondays, 10-ish p.m. Podcast Tuesdays at HMBRadio.com. If you have not, please subscribe to that dang thing, would you? Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay in your favorite podcast app, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get them, it is there. Trust me. Podbean, it's freaking everywhere. You couldn't get rid of it even if you tried. Tune in. It's just get it. Would you, please? So I can stop harassing you about this already. Happy 4th of July. I hope you had a great one. I hope you're unscathed. You didn't hurt yourself. You didn't blow off any fingers. That video that I played at the beginning, probably the most hysterical video I've ever seen. I know it's old. I've seen it before. But it is a man. His name is Terry. And Terry is in a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair of some sort. A young man is helping him enjoy the holiday experience and decided to help Terry set off a firework. And Terry's electrical wheelchair stopped functioning, unfortunately, as the wick burned to zero and the firework began shooting. And instead of helping Terry, of course, they filmed it because that's what friends do, damn it. And, you know, fireworks, yes, they can hurt you terribly. They can really, really damage you. God, you can have so much fun with those dang things, can't you? Firework baseball. You ever play firework baseball? Super fun. Now, this was in my teenage years, of course. But it's where you take a mortar shell, you light it, you throw it up in the air, and you hit it with a baseball bat as hard and high as you can. Super fun. Now, dangerous as all can be, we used to do it at the beach all the time, just hit them into the water. But inevitably, either you drop one, it falls to the ground and explodes near you and near, you know, people that are just on the beach trying to have a good time. Or, you know, you mishit it, again, same thing, into a crowd of people. That's happened before, too. I can't believe we didn't get beat up for the stuff we did. I guess we were teenagers and in a group, so that helped. Or didn't get the police called on us. My friend Adam used to just spend his paycheck that month on fireworks. You don't need to have things. You just need friends that have things. Adam had fireworks. So every year, he would get get this place on the beach, and he would spend, I don't know, $1,500, $2,000 on fireworks. So insane. And we had a blast. Super fun. He almost blew our friend's, musician friend's head off one time by incorrectly putting a mortar shell into a into the container, the tube that it goes into, and putting it in backwards. And it blew up in her face, and she thought she was deaf. And luckily she wasn't, and still plays music to this day. But the panic on all of our faces, I think that was actually one of the things that set us straight. Like, hey, maybe we shouldn't, you know, mess around with these things too much. Maybe we're getting a little too old for this. But the panic in her heart that day was very sad to watch. But, man, fireworks were fun. Jeez. There used to be this redneck, Bill, that lived across the street. Now, you would think Bill, being a redneck, would have a lot of experience with fireworks. And, nope, that was not the case, apparently, because Bill decided to, again, with the mortars, the big explosive ones that shoot up in the air and you get that big flower in the sky. He took this mortar shell, and I'm watching him, the tube's on the in the street, and he's holding it, and he goes ahead and lights the wick, and is not putting it. You're supposed to hold it above the tube and drop it in the tube. He decided that he was going to Kobe Bryant three-pointer this thing, Kobe, into the tube, which, of course, did not take effect, did not work. And it exploded. We all ran, and it exploded in the street against somebody's house. And it was super fun and awesome. But again, could have been killed or maimed. Not killed, probably, but maimed. Jason Pierre-Paul, newest Tampa Bay Buccaneer defensive end, played ball at USF. He blew his hand off a few years ago playing with fireworks. And he did a PSA about it. He posted the photo of his hand recently, and it was terrifying. I knew it was, he wears like a club thing around as he wraps it up and everything, and so you can't really tell. But it kind of makes you think, too, like, geez, how much better of a player could he be if he just didn't blow his hand off with a player? And he posted an Instagram of the injury, and he's got some weird Ninja Turtle hand now. It's like three fingers and the thumb, and it was a mortifying injury. Thank God he's still able to play, because I don't think he'd be able to do much else if he wasn't playing football. I don't know. But, yeah, man, you got to be careful with those things. Do you have any crazy 4th of July stories? Did you get hurt? Any funny stories? 813-693-2124. I got to say, Mike from the St. Pete Pipe Club. Mike called last week with his crazy lady story. Still taking those, too, if you got any of those. Those are always fantastic. He had a great tale of Jameson and a lady, and the mixture of the two not going well in his favor. Check out last week's pod if you haven't heard it. It was a great story. But I thought he said Fight Club. And I was like, there's a St. Pete Fight Club? That sounds awesome. And he sent me a message on Instagram. He goes, no, it's the Pipe Club. And I said, oh, of course, the Pipe Club. That makes way more sense. So thank you, Mike, for the story from the St. Pete Pipe Club. Make sure you check him out on Instagram at St. Pete Pipe Club. You can find me at home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. This podcast, as always, is brought to you by Tap House 61, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Check them out. They're now open for lunch. You can get a great lunch. You can even sneak a beer in if you want to. Check out Trivia on Wednesday nights. Just John and his trivia crew do a great job over there. You could win Tap House Bucks, so you could possibly, drink for free if you're smart enough. So check them out, taphouse61.com, 2061 Central Avenue, right here in St. Petersburg.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Chris Brown was in town earlier this week, and guess what? He got arrested. Yes, Chris Brown, can you believe it? Kicked the crap out of Rihanna a few years ago, got arrested at some other place for fighting somebody, and seems to be a kind of a violent man, I suppose. Singer Chris Brown finished his set Thursday night in West Palm Beach, but police were waiting just off stage with a warrant for his arrest from the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Brown spent less than an hour inside the Palm Beach jail before posting $2,000 bail around midnight. The 29-year-old star now faces third-degree felony battery charge for punching a Tampa photographer in the face during an after-party at AJA Channelside. I don't know, Aja Channelside, for his concert at Amalie Arena on April 17th, 2017. Despite his dramatic arrest at the Coral Sky Amphitheater the night before, a spokesperson for the Mid-Florida Credit Union amphitheater assured worried fans that Brown would still perform Friday evening on his Heartbreak on a Full Moon tour as planned. Brown backed up those claims in a post on Instagram last Friday morning saying, "What's new? Show tomorrow." And I guess it was a picture of his mugshot or something. Brown's team spoke with officials from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office on Thursday morning and weren't surprised by the singer's arrest immediately after the show, department spokesman Eric Davis said. Neither Brown nor the spokesperson from his management team responded to a reporter's request on Friday to discuss the altercation at the club Chris Brown and Friends official after party. Multiple guests posted pictures and videos on social media sites of Brown jumping over a couch to get to Benny Louie Vines Jr., the 28-year-old photographer hired by the staff there at Aja or Asia. According to Tampa police, Vines said Brown's security told him to stop taking photos of the star when he arrived about 1 a.m., so he began snapping photos of the crowd. Brown then took a seat near the photographer and motioned for him to leave, then lunged towards the photographer and punched him in the face twice, causing a small cut on his lip, Vines said. By the time Tampa police arrived at the club, Brown and his entourage were gone. They were at the Drink on South Howard Avenue, joining another after-party hosted by the rapper Fabulous. Drink manager Enrique De Jesus said Brown stayed at the club until it closed at 3 a.m. and was just having a good time. Managers at Aja Channelside told the Tampa Bay Times they paid Brown $30,000 in advance to spend a minimum of 1 hour at the event, but he spent less than 10 minutes with guests who paid $32 to $64 to attend to get in the club. His contract with Aja neither addressed nor prohibited photography. Aja's staff declined to answer questions. This past Friday, following an investigation, Tampa police sent the case to the state attorney's office and a warrant was issued on August 11, 2017. Monday wasn't the first time Brown was accused of attacking a photographer in Tampa. Wow, not only just in general, but in Tampa. In 2008, Tampa Bay Times photographer Louis Santana filed a lawsuit against Brown, alleging his bodyguards beat him and stole his camera. Santana settled out of court for an undisclosed sum. The following year, Brown pleaded guilty to felony assault charges filed by girlfriend Rihanna. He's been in and out of jail and rehab ever since, battling the courts for allegedly punching a man in 2013 and beating his former manager in June 2016. Last month, a restraining order was issued against Brown. So there you go. It's nice to see Tampa on the map for something fun, to see a star in town and just painting the town red with photographer's blood. Chris Brown, wow, hell of a guy. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Check it out. Get yourself a haircut. Get your nails did. Get, Botox in your face for wrinkles and stuff, because you can't have that, as we all know. It's a hard world out there, ladies. Get some poison shot in your face. Truvy Salon and Spa, St. Pete's premier salon and spa. That's right. Check her out at Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. And, of course, Homemade Podcasts, good old Homemade Podcasts, your one-stop shop. If you're ever interested in learning how to podcast, if you're an individual or a business, and you want to reach potential clients through podcasting, I can help. Holla at your boy, which is me. Homemade Podcasts with an S. .com.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Well, hey, listen, I just wanted to check in with you quick, say hello, tell you about Chris Brown getting arrested, because I think that's, it's nice to see a celebrity in town. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check out Stay Woke Midnights on 102.5 The Bone. If you sleep like a normal person, just download the app, 102.5 The Bone, and iTunes, Google Play. You can listen to it on demand over there. Like the Facebook page, HMB Radio on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show coming up next. Indie Circuit after that. If you listen on podcast, man, I sure do appreciate it. Tell a friend, would you? Back next week, full force. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio. This is RadioSaintPete.com. See you next week.